Michael Phillips is joining us right now in person, live and in person. He is the film critic for the Chicago Tribune. Actually, it's not no longer the Tribune. It's called Tronk. They've been rebranded. So he is the Tronk film critic, ladies and gentlemen. Would you welcome, please, Michael Phillips. There he is. How did you get back there? There is no backstage. Tronk. The Tronk.
Could I please explain that?
Tronk, film critic.
The company is the parent company. Tribune Publishing Company has, yeah, in fact, been changed to Tronk, which is an acronym for Tribune Online Content.
But you know, not in the Urban Dictionary, it isn't.
No, I know.
Yeah, look that baby up. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, well, it's been great fun on Twitter just to see people say, you know, tweet things like, everybody in the club say Tronk.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said that it actually is it's the way to spell, finally we've determined the way to spell the Law and Order sound. Tronk, Tronk. There you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, you know, it's 31 years. I'm trying to get my material up to
no, we got a slot here for you if you want to take it over. I'm ready. I could leave this morning if you like. I'm out of your way.
By the way, congrats on actually besting two major shows. 2 years longer than Captain Kangaroo ran. Yeah. And a year longer than Sabado Gigante. So it's that's good. That's good work.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And Carson.
Did you know he was Jewish, too, the guy in Sabado Gigante?
Really? Johnny Carson was not, I think.
No, Johnny Carson was.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a sweetheart, though. I met Johnny Carson.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very good.
He's a really nice guy. Okay, first of all, let's go start right at the top here. Keira Knightley, defend her, and then attack Johnny Depp. You're on, Philip.
It's been great. Thank you, Michael.
Keira Knightley, come on.
Keira Knightley, why does she need defending? Why does she need defending?
Supermodel rap. You know the guy, John Carney.
Yeah, the director of Once and the new film Sing Street.
Said he'd never work with a supermodel again.
Well, he's kind of...
We've all said that, of course. Right. Except Donald Trump.
I don't think she needs any defending. But, you know, I have to say, I was looking through the list of films that were really summer films that came out since you've had this show, 1985.
And stop that. We're not doing that. But
so many of these.
I'm talking about Keira Knightley.
All right, all right.
I'll return this to you if it seems safe.
All right. Okay. Yeah, okay. I was all set to
Keira
go.
Keira Knightley, you've met her. I interviewed her.
I interviewed her once.
You interviewed her. You some say that you struck up a relationship with her. casual or otherwise?
Brief theoretical relationship, yes.
How did you find her? What do you think of her acting skills and as a person? He said that on the set she remained a supermodel on the set, and that was...
You know, John Carney's film, who saw Once here, the Irish film Once, and this film, the film that John Carney worked with her on was...
Begin Again.
Begin Again with Mark Ruffalo, Kenosha's own, in fact. Yeah. And
I like Mark
small
Ruffalo.
Film, you know, big stars in a small film. Yeah. Some people bring an entourage to a small film and it tends to stand out.
Oh,
this is apparently what happened. I don't think the behavior was not bad. It was
but Ruffalo doesn't have an entourage?
He does not.
Okay, cool.
No.
And Kenosha he does.
Oh, yeah.
Every corner.
He deserves it, yes. Yeah.
You see Ruffalo lookalikes in Kenosha.
That's right.
I don't know if it's intentional, but you do.
But now you want me to attack Johnny Depp? I'm happy to.
No, I'm not through with Keira Knightley yet.
Okay.
Her acting as an actress.
Keira Knightley, not a great actress. I think she's been effective in some films more than others. Yeah. You know, she's pretty good in period stuff, I think. I thought she was good in Atonement.
Yeah.
What is she like off? I have no idea what she's like on set. But, really? You know, I thought she was.
Or you're not talking.
Well, no.
Okay.
It's contractual. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But I think he took, you know, look, Carney took those comments back. He said, walk them back. He said,
You can't walk back comments.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I think it came from somebody in Hollywood saying, you should walk back that comment if you want to work anywhere.
It wasn't even a phrase when I was making stupid comments. You can take something back, but that doesn't work either.
No.
Okay.
He apologized.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Johnny Depp, you don't have to say anything about him. That's okay.
Yeah.
We get into legal questions there. Now, you liked Popstar.
I did.
That was your most recent.
Andy Samberg's kind of boof on Justin Bieber. And
and I tried. I knew you liked it because I read the review. And, it sounds good. I love the tennis film that you did.
Yeah.
You know that one where they played tennis to the death, basically?
Right, right, yeah. Right.
I don't know, what was that called?
7 Days of Hell.
7 Days of Hell. Great film, right? Am I right?
Hilarious.
Never, it will never be made again, am I right?
Yeah.
Yes. There'll be no 7 Days of Hell 2,
no.
Is what I'm saying. That was a great film.
So this,
and this one is funny.
It's funny. It's a musical kind of mockumentary. And what people kind of forget is that even the ones we revere now, like This Is Spinal Tap, they weren't really that big a hit when they came out.
Right.
And there's just something about these kind of films that they hit their audience, small audience, if you sort of enjoy that kind of humor, and then they never really cross over that much. But yeah, I liked it. Okay. I liked it.
I couldn't steal them. You know, usually when I know you're going to be on, I will download the films semi legally. Well, if the people want to put their Oscar film things that they get sent up online, I think it's sharing.
Sharing, right.
Sharing. And so I couldn't get the film, but I got the soundtrack. Here's a little bit from Popstar.
Watch out! I'm a superstar, kick down the door. Got the money and the bills, and I'm also so humble.
I'm so humble.
I'm so humble.
I'm so humble.
So okay. Humble.
I'm so humble.
Actually, one of the funniest bits of the movie is they cut to a quick interview shot of Mariah Carey saying, you know, there's something about that song I could really relate to.
All right. I always like Sandberg. Can't go wrong with him. Too much. Because I love the thing they do with cats, you know, shooting cats at one another. Remember that thing? Laser cats. That was good. That'll be never done again either. Neither. All right, so what do we like? We like Popstar. What else do we like currently?
Right now, actually, I like that film. It's coming out on DVD and streaming in about a month. But Sing Street, which is in theaters a while back, speaking of John Carney, very, very good film from Ireland.
But she's not in that one.
She's
right?
not in that one, though.
Yeah. What is Sing Street about?
It's set in the 80s, and it's basically kind of a semi-autobiographical piece about high school kids in a Catholic school in Dublin finding each other and guys forming a band and you know, a little
sort of like the that other one. Those guys did their band thing.
Right. I think it's not the first film that actually has people
the
starting
Commitments.
A band. But yeah, Commitments.
Yeah.
This is actually better than Commitments, I think. Yeah. Yeah, Sing Street. Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
I like the Commitments a lot.
Yeah. Well, I like
you're saying
it.
It's better?
I like this one better.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you may have to check it out. You may have to check it out one way or the other there, Michael.
The Angry Birds movie, Disappointment?
You know, I didn't see it. Scheduled a vacation for that week.
On purpose?
Might have, accidentally, purely accidentally. Yeah.
Is it live action or is it cartoon?
No, it's not live action. No.
Because that would be cool if they did like a Disney thing. Disney live action with actual Angry Birds.
I think
birds.
They started, the first week of filming was live action, but so many dead birds, they ended up going animated with that.
Yeah.
X-Men Apocalypse was a disappointment at the box office, I understand.
It's just okay. I mean, I can't keep... Nothing brings on senility quicker than a lot of these... too many of these sequels, you know, X-Men.
Yeah.
It's not terrible, and the actors are not the problem, but I think the actors are never really the problem.
Is this live action or cartoon?
This is... this is a documentary. There actually was... We came damn close to a real apocalypse there.
Yeah. Is that all you have to say about
that? That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm just teeing them up for you, pal.
Who are the X-Men? Are the X-Men like that guy who's a big hunk of something with plates looking like a...
Plates. That sounds like Ratatouille. Plates?
No, you know, but I mean, he looks like...
Transformer, I think.
Oh, Transformer.
No.
He's... Iron Man?
Iron Man.
Is he one of the...
No.
It's a different franchise?
Different franchise universe.
What are they? Marvel? Marvel?
It's a different wing of Marvel, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, who's an X-Man?
You got your Patrick Stewart here, played by James McAvoy.
But that's not a character. Patrick Stewart is a person.
No. But what an X-Man, you know.
Yeah, but what what's an X-Man character?
I mean, you got...
Is that the guy who stretches the rubber?
Right.
Is that... No.
Fantastic Four, my God.
Yeah.
We need to get some nerd
up here. Anyone know
who,
like, an X-Man personally?
Charles Xavier is who James
Charles
McAvoy plays.
Wolverine is in that universe.
Oh, Wolverine is? Is an X-Man?
Storm, yes.
Mystique.
Cyclops.
Okay, then I don't want to know. All right. Neighbors 2, not as good as Neighbors 1, I'm thinking.
Right. Neighbors 2, that's out and gone already.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I stole that one. I managed to steal that one because no one wanted it, so I thought it was floating around. Neighbors, it was sort of funny. Their parts of the really actually were kind of funny.
Yeah, I like the first Neighbors, comments. Actually, yeah.
And Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. Which begins with a scene where they're having a sexual congress. Can you say that? Not that it happens in Congress.
Right.
That would be in Congress. What was I going to say? I get lost in my own...
I don't know. Whatever. Everything you mentioned is a sequel. That's what makes me crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It begins with a scene where they're having a sexual congress, and she throws up on him.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah, and it's Seth Rogen, you know,
right?
And her, she's very good too. And I couldn't get past that scene. I, you know, that was it. I couldn't even though it cost me nothing.
Yeah, that's
who makes a movie that starts like that.
It's not what they call a soft opening, you know. It's you have to either like that moment or you
who
don't.
Who directed that? You know. Anybody? Who directed The Neighbors?
There was actually a blank, I think, on the screen, directed by.
What's that fake name they used for director many years ago?
Oh, yeah, Smithy, Alan Smithy.
Alan
that was always
Smithy,
the name
yeah.
they used just... when the director either got yanked off the project or just didn't want the name of the project. Directed by Alan Smithy.
Alan Neighbors 2, an Alan Smithy film. Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, that couldn't have worked. Did she get married again, or what was that thing?
I believe I scheduled a funeral for that.
All right, okay.
See that.
Ben Affleck versus Superman, who wins?
Oh, my God. I'm still recovering from Batman versus Superman. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm suing for emotional distress.
What?
That was a really long, punishing, difficult, awful... I quit sort of movie for me. I mean, it really was almost one of the worst.
But did
of those
you like
ones.
It?
No, I didn't.
Ben Affleck was good.
But if they need a quote for the DVD cover, I will say shattering and beautiful. Even though I hated it. No, I really did.
Do you do that
it.
For DVD covers? Do you get asked?
No, occasionally, I.
Yeah, Can they just use your words?
They quote me sometimes saying, "Yeah."
You know, and then the Brothers Grimsby, I was able to steal that with the Brothers Grimsby with Sacha Baron Cohen. I just got into the credits, and it was terrible. And I really like him often. Times,
yeah, it's a strange career. The first Borat was, I thought, 86 minutes of really great, rude comedy. Terrific.
Yes,
and
brilliant.
Every film since from him has been significantly less funny.
Yeah.
And by the way, since he's telling us that he's
my daughter is standing up against the wall here, Ellie, wouldn't they give you a seat, dear? I know they were sold out, supposedly. Yeah, here's a seat for my daughter Ellie here. Can she sit next to you?
Yeah.
I got those guys in too for nothing, because they look pretty sad out in the hallway there trying to get in. Yeah, sit next to them. They're good. Introduce yourself. That's my daughter. I'm so sorry. What were you saying?
No, I always get a little nervous every time you mention the pirating, you know, the downloading illegally. I just feel I think we're all technically
I know.
Also.
I keep bringing it up. I don't
want
to make a big
this.
Thing about it. I won't do it anymore.
All right.
Do it for my own reasons. Now, no. Yeah, I thought it was justifiable.
Okay. Well, we'll see you in court.
Keanu.
Yeah.
What a. I mean, I love those guys.
I love those guys too. This is Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele and fantastic talents. And the film is pretty good for about 45 minutes. Keanu and No go. But
it gets worse and worse and very violently worse.
Yeah. Typical action comedy mistakes.
Yes.
Every R-rated action comedy comes out of Hollywood, no matter who's in it. The second half is all violent action and no comedy.
Yeah.
And they just think, okay, well, we've tried the comedy for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's harder. We don't want to do that anymore. You know, that's kind of the
feeling. You know who can only do that? Itchy and Scratchy. Funny, violent comedy. They're the only ones that ever seen that can do it.
That's right. They cut right to it.
Yeah. And it's good. It's very graphic, but it's funny.
Great film coming out this summer, though, called Don't Think Twice by Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, and Keegan-Michael Key's in that. And that is it's one of the best films I've ever seen about comedy and comedians, and in this case, an improv troupe working in New York. Great.
So
really
it's
good.
It's about that, or
yeah,
it is
it's,
that?
Yeah, it's fictional. It's a really astute film about just kind of the personalities that pursue that kind of thing. It's great. So don't think twice.
Okay. Will there be a Revenant 2? Return of the Bear.
Revenant 2, Bear's Revenge.
Bear's Revenge. Better title.
They're going to get that Oscar one way or the other. They feel they're so angry they didn't get it,
Now, did you go to Cannes this year?
No. First year in 10, I didn't.
Asked you like 3 or 4 times now, and you said no.
No, I went last 10 years, man.
You did?
10 years.
So you didn't? Because they say this, the Korean Gothic lesbian revenge thriller was the film.
That was the film.
Yeah.
Boy, what a year to miss,
Park Chan-wook's The Handmaiden.
Right. It's a good film. Good
have you
filmmaker.
Seen it?
No, I have not. Good filmmaker, I should say. Yeah. But this year.
I got nothing to say about that.
Okay.
How come you didn't go?
You know, we're going to do
the reorganization there at the Tribune.
There is money. It's never easy to convince them to let me to go, but we're going to try a couple different festivals later in the year. Equally expensive, so.
All right. the new Jane Austen film.
Is funny.
Jane Austen's still coming out with films. I think it's so amazing. Her point is so encouraging to me at my point in my career that Jane Austen can still come out with a film and it's very well regarded.
Once she realized there was that much money to be made in Hollywood,
she has a lot of pride and she has a lot of prejudice. I'll say that for her. But she's great.
No, it's good. Love and Friendship. And it's based on a story, a relatively little-known story from her early... She was like 19 when she wrote it. And Whit Stillman, who made Metropolitan and other films, Last Days of Disco, Barcelona, turned out to be a great match for that. And Kate Beckinsale, very funny in it. The whole film works. So,
is Keira Knightley in this?
No, she's not. No. No. No, she tried, but they wouldn't let her in.
Captain America, Civil War, no, right, Keanu. Give me one more film here now that recently you've seen that you thought was outstanding. And if we don't see it, there's something wrong with us.
Outstanding. Jeez.
Or really good.
Really good.
I must see.
You mentioned it. It's every time I feel like I'm absolutely weary of all the superhero franchises and all that, then you get a movie like The Last Captain America that actually works.
Yeah.
Is it great? No, it's just it's way better than average. And, these are products, not artistic expressions.
Right.
And it's a big box of cereal, and sometimes it's just better made, a little more satisfying, a little funnier, a little sharper with the action than usual. And that, especially coming off Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. And who is Captain America?
Chris Evans is the actor.
Oh, Chris Evans. That's good.
Yep.
He can make something bad good.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
He's good.
Who would have thought?
Money.
Too?
They pay him to do that.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
That's true.
Yeah. That's great. Well, unless there's something else you want to add about the filmmaking or the history of the world of filmmaking, or if you want to go through all these films since 1985.
No, I just wanted to
go
through
it back to you.
No, it's fine. No, I got nothing to add.
Okay. Even your joke here about 2 years longer than Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Now I think a little less of you.
Okay, I wrote that down. I will say
Back to the Future. I knew that one.
Yeah, that was in 1985. That was a big hit.
Howard the Duck, 86. Yeah.
Howard the Duck. Yeah, that was not a good film. Yeah. Not a hit.
I think we'll leave it at there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me on. And thanks for all the good radio over the years.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Michael Phillips from Trunk Film. The man from Trunk. Formerly Tribune. And Keira Knightley.